This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are back from Thanksgiving, and we've got a double episode, episodes 12 and 13 to cover. We've got a title change. We've got ninjas. We've got a whole lot to talk about, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, what made you pick Bone Crusher, Mark?
Because the last episode is called Breaker of Bones.
Oh, I get it. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
This is pretty awesome. Did you ever play Def Jam Vendetta?
Anyone? The best game.
Def Jam.
That's how I won the Pixel Pro Wrestling Championship.
The Lunar Crucification.
Def Jam was so good. Bone Crusher, David Banner, Henry Rollins, teaching me how to wrestle. Oh, man. They're pretty incredible. Never scared. Love this. Guys, we're back.
Hi.
How was your Thanksgiving, y'all, first
of all? Oh, my Lord. It was so good.
Ooh.
I went back to Texas.
It was so Texified.
Yeah, I went back to Texas and I ate a bunch of stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Deep fried turkey.
No, I did have a turducken, though.
A who my?
I know, a who my indeed.
No, I had one, too. Weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Were you at my Thanksgiving?
I was.
Oh, I love that.
In Texas. You didn't...
I knew I had a good time.
Hey.
I did. Never mind. I can't say that.
Go on.
I can't say it.
Sure you can.
People will get mad at me. Ty.
Why?
Because
did
mid-dinner.
Did you go to that kid's grave?
No.
Oh, boy. What a callback.
I did talk to my mom about it, though. Mid-dinner, I went outside to my car and smoked weed with my aunt.
That's awesome.
Why would people be mad about that?
You went for a walk.
People would be mad.
I don't know.
It's illegal in Texas.
Hey, I was going to say, I thought the Texas laws were pretty high.
Oh, come on. We're by the border.
Jimbo, how was your Thanksgiving?
So good.
So good?
Yes, I love it.
So I was waiting for more, but I'm going to take your word for it. I went to Arizona that weekend, had Thanksgiving with my parents, but I went to Tucson, made my debut for Championship Wrestling from Arizona.
Ooh.
Did some exploring, visited Tombstone.
Like the actual place?
Yeah, yeah, the Boot Hill Graveyard.
Not the Spider-Man villain, but the actual place.
No, exactly. He went to a Tombstone.
I had a Tombstone pizza. You know,
wow.
Like
the old commercials.
What do you want on your tombstone?
You know, exactly. Well, guys, my name is Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, all forms of social media, at Ty Matthews, PMA, as well as various other after shows. To my left, the lovely and talented, you can find her on Snarled.
Oh, me.
Doing all sorts of shows like Dark Five.
Dark Five, mainly that.
Ask us We're Drunk. Are you still doing How to Human?
No.
Okay, cool.
And also, Ask Us is now just called Ask Us because
Denny's. You're angry,
you're
sober.
Hey, guys, Denny's. Go to Denny's. And also, like, go to Loot Crate. So we're just Ask Us because we can't be drunk anymore.
Oh, I see.
But, like, trust me, we're still... We're still chill. Like, don't worry.
The chillest. So chillest. Two Rachel's left.
Are you lovely and I'm talented?
I think you're lovely. That's why I was like,
actually, I forgot. I got so caught up in your works. Forgot to introduce you. You
can find
her online
Rachel.
At Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans.
Depends on how your brand works.
Depends on how your brand works. Yeah. This is Rachel Evans.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're going to be halfway through the show.
I know it. But it's fine.
We're running out of song.
We're already ahead of the game.
Bone
Crusher, keep going. Two of her left.
Hi.
The equally lovely and talented documentarian, wrestling fan, cameraman extraordinaire, producer. He's a jack of all trades. You can find him online at Jimbo in the booth. There you go. Guys, this is James Frank.
Hi.
I had a great Thanksgiving.
Good.
I have this tradition that I started with my family that, uh-huh. like, after dinner we make gingerbread houses to get ready
okay.
for Christmas.
I love that.
It's sweet. Awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. You
You're
should start doing
so
this.
I'm wholesome.
I'm going to adopt that tradition.
Yeah, I know, it's great.
And, of course, manning the ones and twos. We would not be a thing without him.
Bone Crusher's coming back.
Bone Crusher's coming. It's Bone Crusher, everybody. No, it's at Mark B. Donica. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark B. Donica.
What to do, everybody? Happy to be here. Love me so much underground, but I love these people even more. Aww. Even Ty,
even
who got
me,
my best
even
friend
me.
Sick before championship wrestling from Arizona. Oh
you know God. What? That has not been proven. There was a more than capable replacement in Pretty Peter Avalon, and we retained our tag team titles.
You're a monster.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Well, when you're a hobo, you can't really blame health upon anybody else.
That's true.
I'm sure his hygiene isn't the best.
It's not great. It leaves
I'm sure he's eating things that are probably
he's open
dumpster
to things
food.
Floating
yeah.
around in that air.
Yeah.
But of course, Mark B. Donica, accompanied by our soundboard Nancy. Who will be
Nancy Pence?
Nancy's yeah. feeling shy.
She's a magical part of the show.
She's scared of Bone Crusher.
You'll hear her later.
Full of ham.
I got it. It's very aggressive.
It's totally fine. Totally fine, guys. It's a double episode. We're doubling up.
Dub ep.
It's a dub ep, guys. You got to get on board with the Breeves because we're starting episode 12. Every woman is sexy. Every woman is a star.
True.
It's
true. When I saw the title of that episode, I was like, okay, guys.
All right.
Got it.
You got it. We get a recap of Aztec Warfare, of course. Recap of the saga between Dante Fox and Killshot. And, of course, Pentagon Dark versus Black Lotus and the Black Lotus Triad. But first, we have
oh
the debut.
Gosh.
What's that?
I said, oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. We're all so pumped about this. The debut, finally, at long last, of the White Rabbit Tribe.
It was like magic.
Oh, oh boy.
I love that.
We see them training with carrots.
I know. That was my
Unreal.
Favorite part. Using carrots as weapons.
And a cod piece that's no short of impressive.
Oh,
on Paul
I
London.
Noticed that right away.
Oh, my goodness.
Was that me?
Mark, were you recording Rachel when she went to this episode?
Maybe.
But
I was recording her at Thanksgiving dinner.
That's what it was. But I like that we got kind of a justification and an explanation for the White Rabbit Tribe getting a title shot right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight up, Dario Cueto is impressed with Paul London and what he's done.
I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I loved it.
So why not?
And it's so hard. I think it's so hard for in every promotion of wrestling that I watch to have newcomers come in and then them not be respected.
Sure,
like
sure,
you
sure,
see
sure.
it in WWE all the time where people come up to the main roster and people are like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Right.
Bullet Club.
But yeah, exactly. Oh, you mean the club? yeah. So I really like that
Submission
he came
sorority?
In with props.
Exactly.
I don't even know.
Props, literal props and figurative props.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love a pun.
Because they had those.
That wasn't
those,
even a pun.
They had that top hat, those glasses.
The exactly.
Carrots.
We had the Wonka
so
glasses.
So much. And he was fighting in a full, like, suit.
Oh, yeah.
Tails.
Yeah. Oh,
he had
yeah.
tails.
Absolutely.
I just loved his face, too. I was really big fan of his face. We'll talk about his wrestling later. I'm going to talk about his codpiece. It really shaped his butt nicely.
Sure. The way the codpieces
I can't
do.
Be the only one who noticed that.
I think Mark
I
and
be.
I were there for this match.
I think
you
I
were.
Was, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was across the arena from you guys.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's so cool.
I had no idea that was their debut in the temple.
That's
yeah.
so neat.
That was really awesome. That was so yep. fun.
I wish I was there.
You were there
so
in spirit,
bad.
Even though none of us knew you at
I
that
know.
Time.
I know. You just had a feeling.
Exactly.
Somebody said, how high was Paul London? And I'm going to assume all the high.
Dude, did you see him just freeze?
That's the thing with Paul London is like... That's just kind of how he is.
Yeah.
Like, I never really...
It's like when he shakes your hand, he really does, like, the forearm.
The forearm. Classic. Classic.
I thought that
He's
was
a
just
human
the
connector.
Thing on TV.
Exactly. But no, so...
This is
we,
real life.
The White Rabbit Tribe get a trios title shot against Aerostar, Drago, and Phoenix.
Space, Fire, and Fury.
Of course. Taking on Paul London, Mala Suerte, and Saltador.
Mm-hmm.
El Bunny.
Yes.
That checkered suit, though.
Oh, Saltador is the best.
That's a full-on gimp.
I love that guy. He's he's a checkerboard gimp.
They're just BDSM, right? Like, we all recognize
you can
that
have
that's
morph suits without them being gimp suits.
Okay, one of them was wearing a leather mask, right?
Yeah, but not Saltador.
Okay, there's literally no way that they're not in a sex cult. There's no way that that is not.
The rabbit tried to do a lot of humping.
Yes. No, well, did you? He was wearing a shirt that said, "I do it like a bunny or some shit."
Do it like a rabbit.
Yeah,
right,
sure.
Right.
I like bunnies. Cuter.
Going back to the first vignettes that they showed, we did talk about the Kubrickian typography used in those vignettes, very reminiscent of Eyes Wide Shut. Mm. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. And the hip thrusting.
Sure.
There was a lot of gyrating. A
lot of gyrating.
Oh, my God. It was thrilling.
Right. It's very... I've talked about this before, but I feel like there are elements of Alex DeLarge, of the Droogs from A Clockwork Orange in Paul London's Get Up with a little Willy Wonka thrown in.
A little Willy Wonka.
Exactly. You know.
What a man.
I mean, the second he took off his coat and revealed, like, his glory, I was like...
Oh, snap! Oh, boy. It always gets me. It always gets me. But a great, great match. I love the trust fall dive from Paul London.
Got a bad feeling about this.
Right?
That
Same.
Was good.
That was pretty... It always scares the hell out of me because you never know until the moment of impact that, like, oh, that's what they meant to do.
Yeah.
Like, Aerostar does stuff like that on occasion.
Oh, yeah. I love when the band just started randomly playing during the match.
Oh, when they were doing their little ring around the Rosie around Phoenix.
That was great.
I do love like the musical cues and the sound cues that we get, like the air guitar.
Well, it's
the
new.
Bill and Ted air guitar.
I feel like this is new. I don't have any recollection of this happening before. Like,
well, it's happened in that like whenever Worldwide Underground does the air guitar during a match.
Sure.
Oh, we actually hear it.
No, what's so funny is that in my head, I always thought that was in my head.
Oh boy.
My brain is weird.
Rachel.
Oh, my God.
The move back drop kick.
The what's that?
When he had him tied in the corner, he's like, back.
Mala Suerte.
No, back.
One of my favorite moments of this entire episode, having Poland and then Saltador go back all the way across the ring.
I was like, if he does coast to coast that way.
Of course not.
Wow. He's got hops, dude.
He does. I know that. He absolutely does.
That was a bun pun.
I don't know about... Oh, boy.
He's got hops.
Oh. Oh, guys, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. He gets one. What else did we see?
Paul London getting super kicked and just freezing.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Holding it for awkwardly long.
Straight up. It was like a Zach Morris freeze frame.
Yeah, it was like magic.
Timeout.
You guys did that at the same time. Oh, man.
Yep. Yeah.
Life is so beautiful sometimes.
Yep. Little moments of serendipity.
Oh.
What else? What else did we have?
We get Cobra Moon.
Oh, we did. We got an appearance from Cobra Moon.
Yeah.
She slithers her way out there.
Yes, slithers. Very much so. On top of Dario Cueto's office. Eventually, we see Phoenix hit Saltador with almost like a bridging prawn hold of sorts.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
What?
Bridging prawn hold.
Don't just do it with your hands. You said that you would teach me. When I say what, when you're talking about a move, you should know that you have to teach me what this move is.
Okay, so like, guys, all right.
I don't. Guys, on his
back. It's hard to even explain. Where are your fingers?
Well, I've seen it.
My car's in the shop, so my toys are in my backseat.
Well, I saw it. So if you just butter my memory.
So imagine Saltador is on his back with his legs kind of like jackknifed a little.
Sure.
Phoenix is also on his back, but like near Saltador's head.
Yeah.
And he's kind of bridging upwards with his legs over.
Fuck. Yeah. Okay. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. Right.
Oh man, great. Thank you so much.
The more you know.
It's an educational show, guys.
This is good for me.
Exactly.
Thank you guys for helping. I love you.
We'll be getting there. You know, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. It's okay. It's fine.
So afterwards, we get Cobra Moon once again talking that mess, talking that good mess to Drago, saying he will make her bow down to the queen. Is that what she says?
Yes.
Something. Yeah, La Reina, the queen.
La Reina, something to that effect, you know.
Sure.
But we get more in the saga, another chapter in the saga of this reptilian tribe.
The Daga Saga?
The Daga Saga. Oh, Jesus.
Somebody give this man a show.
What are those sound effects?
I don't know.
These are on the Viking soundboard, so it's just a lot of viscera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it did sound like stabbing.
A lot of Midian, a lot of viscera.
Oh, R.I.P. Oh my God.
Well, pouring out for viscera. Big
Big
viscera.
Big Daddy.
Whatever you just did, Mark, was repulsive.
It was rough. I hope there are no ASMR fans in the chat.
Yikers.
I've got something for them.
Sounded like a liver hitting a wall.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like when you punch ground beef. Or when you get into a slap fight that with a milkshake.
That actually sounds really cathartic, and I'm sure you're
right. I watched a terrible B-grade horror movie once where, like, the bad guy was just, like, hitting someone, and that's what it sounded like. If you were just, like, punch me.
That's like, oh, stop!
Like, like, that was the Foley.
It's a fully immersive experience that we bring to you every Thursday night here.
Let's take it to Thundertown.
Lucha Underground after
show. It's right in my ear!
Well, we're going to Stunnertown. We're going to Stunnertown, because we've got...
I thought he said Thundertown.
No, he said Stunnertown.
I thought he said Stunnertown.
He said Stunnertown.
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 God damn it.
Stunner and Thundertown. Thunderville. Chat, settle this.
Yeah, chat, settle it.
There's no debate. He said Stunnertown. His finish is the stunner.
He said Stunnertown. You're right.
Or the Chocolate Thunder Driver. Thundertown. Yeah.
They don't use that name on Lucha Underground.
He's Chocolate Thunder. Sorry.
Lucian Thunder Driver.
Yeah. My favorite wrestler.
The Chocolate Thunder Driver and the Chocolate Thunder Bomb are incredible moves. Some of my favorite finishing maneuvers.
Same.
You know. It's Willie Mack, prior to Lucha Underground, would catch people in a following slam position and either throw them up into a power bomb.
Stop.
Or throw them up the other way into a sit out pile driver.
That hurts too much.
And they were the
throw them up like
he would
he
toss
just
them.
Chucks them.
Yeah. As strong as Willie already looks, he's 50 times stronger
he's got
than that.
Freaky strength.
Yeah, but they were called the Chocolate Thunder Bomb and Driver, respectively.
I love that.
Yeah.
Hey, I
Take
love that.
The Driver.
As I believe we've talked about this, but his original nickname was the Chocolate Juggalo.
Yep. That makes sense. That's what he is.
Yep.
So there you go.
It's a very literal.
I remember Johnny Goodtime being like, "Where's your Hatchet Man tattoo?" And he's like, "Right here." He's like, "I can't see it."
I love Johnny Goodtime.
Everyone loves it.
But so we get a moment of bonding between the we know they're besties.
So sweet.
We know they're not like
so
a star.
Cute.
He's like harassing her at first.
He's like messing with
her.
Give
me a hug.
It's so charming.
It's really cute. I believed him for a second. That was convincing.
Did you?
I did. I'm easily worked.
Yeah,
that's why I'm a good wrestling fan.
We've been over this before.
Forever, Mark. I'm gonna be forever, Mark.
I like that song.
Thank you.
It's gonna be a hot Christmas single.
Yep. Rachel Easily Worked Evans. That's what they call me.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah.
However your brain works.
Common nickname.
Yeah, exactly.
But guys, we have a show to do.
Please.
We've got
audience.
So much to get through.
Damn please. Right.
The Mac is hell-bent on...
Returning.
On returning, of course. You know.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know if you know, there's a song.
Return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac.
Yeah.
You may have heard of that.
It's a good song.
Yeah, you know.
Decent.
but he's hell-bent on helping out Sexy Star and combating the interference of the Worldwide Underground, but Sexy Star insists that he stay in the back. Mm. Insists that she has to do it on her own. She has to prove that it was not a fluke and that she deserves to be the Lucha Underground champion.
Well, that's right.
And yeah. Then there's these awesome handshake effects.
Oh, God. If there's anything Lucha Underground is nailing over the course of these three seasons, it's handshakes. Because I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a moment between Johnny Mundo and I believe Prince Puma where it was a straight up, like, over the top 3 or 4 segment handshake with, like, each component zoomed in further.
Incredible.
It was... Wow. Phenomenal.
Cinematic feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Cinematic hands.
Cinematic feet.
Yep. Right there. God,
I think
it.
This next match was what we all want to talk about.
Oh, God. Dante Fox taking on Killshot.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Grudge. Thank you. Thank you. Guys.
Isis beware, says Matt Stryker.
Oh, that call. Like, come on.
Mm-mm.
That was so
like,
good.
I get it. We get it. We'll get it.
I don't get it.
Guys, I don't know if you haven't heard.
Are they like vigilantes or something?
Is it called ISIS?
No, I don't get it.
Is coming at him like a berserker.
Is it an Egyptian goddess?
Sorry. Yeah. I don't get it.
Got him. but now, one thing, before we get into this match, which was absolutely crazy bonkers.
Bonkers, for
there,
sure.
There was a moment that I caught on the second or third viewing that I didn't catch prior, where Matt Stryker goes out of his way to make a Clerks reference during this Match.
I have what no idea.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Dante Fox is on his way to the ring.
He's not even supposed to be here.
Matt Stryker said, I caught him with him in the back.
Well-known berserker.
He told me first that he wasn't even supposed to be here today. And second, and then he goes into the actual what he told him.
That's incredible.
It was pretty, it's
who the hell shoved gum in the locks? Bunch of savages in this town.
Bunch of savages in this town.
Why do you smell like shoe polish?
There needs to be a sign in front of the temple that says, I assure you we're open.
On it.
I actually get these references.
There you go. You got it.
I love life.
But let's get into this match. How insane was this match?
Oh, my God. You can tell that they've been working together for a long time.
Right.
The story is told well.
Sure.
I mean, everything just works so perfectly.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah, you get an idea by the end of this match just how similar they are in, like, even the little things that they do, down to, like, that Matrix-style kip-up.
Yes!
Well, they had an Ospreay Ricochet moment where they were, like, just dueling, with completely the same moves.
Without banjos, right. Yeah.
Exactly.
A little less bouncy, but...
You know.
But yeah, it was incredible. I thought it was akin to that.
Definitely,
but
definitely.
Different style.
And so many amazing strikes in this match as well. I love... These two guys especially are two of my absolute favorite talents because they're some of the most well-rounded guys that we've seen in a while. You know, they can go to the ground, they can fly, they can beat the hell out of each other with strikes. Stylistically, it was one of my favorite matches that I've seen in a very long time.
They have the ability to be small but still be so sturdy.
Well, they're very long and lithe.
Yeah. Yes,
like they're tall men.
They seem
Slenderman.
Dense.
They're Slenderman. They're Slenderman.
Spooky.
Spoopy.
Nice. Too spoopy. Stop.
Thank you, Shao Kahn.
Every time you do that,
I miss you. I miss Shao Kahn.
At least it's not the stab.
That was bad.
the squish.
I love the rolling cutter and Fox or Dante. Yeah, I could call him Fox still.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fox's
exactly.
bump on that was crazy.
Oh my God.
Like nasty.
And then when he goes for like the jumping back cutter again and he catches him in the counter with the key lock, I was like, oh,
definitely.
Nice. I like it.
Definitely.
I like it.
And we got, yeah, exactly. We can call him Fox because God knows we got enough Fox puns in this match. Like a fox and a hound.
Mm-hmm.
Or his finishing move, the fox catcher.
Fire in the hole.
Right.
Ding, 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 ding.
The Death Valley driver on that ring apron.
Oh, God.
I actually know what that is.
From the corners. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Holy cow.
Man, yeah. Absolutely insane stuff. But I love the... Killshot's double stomp has been one of those finishes that's been protected for so long, and it made it for perfect
kick out.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Because not only did we see that avalanche Death Valley driver onto the apron, we saw him follow up with the double stomp, and it still couldn't put Dante away.
Yeah,
right.
That dude is hell bent on revenge.
Dante hits him with low main pain, hits him with the fox catcher, and puts him away.
Yeah,
it's hard.
This I love.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
Keep using that. Follow
Sean, everybody.
Inconceivable.
I love Lucha
like
Underground feuds. Lucha Underground feuds so often they start with the blow off.
Yeah,
and then they escalate from there. You know.
Holy shit.
Holy.
Basically.
I just don't know where they're going to go next.
Exactly. So Dante Fox pulls out the win.
Right.
He's 1-0 over his brother in arms.
I called it, too.
Did you?
Okay, this is not exciting, and I shouldn't have even said this. I shouldn't be speaking right now.
Sure, shut up.
Cool. Bye.
Go on.
No, I was just... I was watching it with a friend, and I was like, I bet you I can call every match... When, like watching this, I bet you. I
love those moments.
Match.
I can't tell
right.
you any of the moves, but I can call every match.
Hey, I've been watching since I was a kid. I got great instincts. I have no language. But no, I was like, I bet you I could call every match, just being like an asshole.
Sure.
And he was like, no, you can't. And I was like, okay.
Oh, did he actually challenge you on it?
Yeah.
Called you out?
Yeah. And he was like, okay. And so every match I called. And this one, I was like, Dante Fox is going to win. And then right at the end when he was looking super weak, he was like, Rachel, Dante Fox is going to win. And then he won. And I was like, this is my new guy.
Rachel.
What?
You know there's going to be a gif of you doing that now.
This is some kind of practical joke. It's not funny.
Please do make that gif because I need something to send to my boss. Like when they send me emails past 10 p.m. Like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Nope.
I love all Strikers War references during this match.
Oh, gosh.
They're all so good.
Really cramming them in there.
And I love at the end how Dante has, like, the Owen Hart spit.
Oh, yes. God, just right here.
Absolutely. Like, that is the Owen Hart spit, isn't it?
Yeah. That's all I could think of. I was like, oh, that's the Owen Hart WrestleMania 10 spit.
That's right. Exactly right. God.
It wasn't good well-formed stuff. Spit, though. It looked frothy.
Well, that's what we mean. It's very... The Owen Hart spit is
the
very...
White spit.
It's very, very white.
Yeah.
It's like when Mankind first debuted, and he was just
yes.
mandible clawing people
yeah.
left and
yeah.
right, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Pulling out his own hair.
So good. Oh, that was so good.
It was pretty incredible.
God, I love him.
Yeah.
Foley's God.
Yep. Not so much anymore.
Hey, he's doing what he can with what he's got.
I love Mick Foley.
Dario's office.
We find out that Johnny Mundo... His lawyer is also his agent, which is so pitch perfect for that character. I absolutely love it. We find out that he has a restraining order against Angelico.
Cute.
That'll, you know. I can't imagine how long that'll hold up in the temple. I feel like the temple's like a sovereign nation at this point.
We got no room for laws in the temple?
No.
And, like, who's going to rat, you know?
Right, exactly.
Joey Ryan.
Joey Ryan, yeah.
That's a good point.
We've seen what happens to rats
here. That's a good point. What else? Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I was honestly thinking about Joey Ryan's body hair right when you did that. I was thinking about a lollipop getting stuck in his body hair right when you did that noise.
Oh, Jesus.
Disgusting.
What a jerk. What a prick.
So great.
Pretty incredible. I love that Johnny Mundo and Dario Cueto can just be shitheads to each other, like, eternally.
I know. I feel like Dario Cueto the whole time was just like, okay. Okay.
I could see him doing that.
I loved it.
Just being super shitty.
Yeah, just like, oh, that's cute.
Oh,
sweet.
Oh, really?
Oh, did you?
Oh, did you?
Do you? Cool.
It's just you.
I'm Dario Cueto.
You're Dario. Lawrence, you're Johnny Mundo.
It was me all along, Austin.
But when we come back from commercial break, we see once again El Jefe.
Lotus.
Can't get enough Dario Cueto. Especially when I love when the first thing we see of him is it's the best.
You got a little
bump.
He's the boss.
Little bump.
He's
a little bumpski.
But we see Black Lotus
in his chair.
Of course, in his chair, no less.
Good old BL.
You know, good old Bill.
Just like everyone calls her.
You know. Uh-huh. But we get a match made for the next week, which we will talk about shortly.
Okay.
Where Pentagon Dark must face the entire Black Lotus triad. All four of them.
All four
of the triad.
You're not exactly alone. Jesus Christ. But he must face all of them in a gauntlet match. And here's what I love. Here's the twist about it that I love. Is that he has to face all four of them no matter what, win or lose.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
I really enjoy that because it makes it a little more unpredictable.
Yeah.
Like, in a normal gauntlet match, when it must end with a decision,
right.
you can kind of tell. You can kind of have an idea where it might end. You can call it. But with this, he's got to face him either way, so there's no telling.
Oh, God. I can't stop thinking about that episode.
Did you ever play in, like, one of the SmackDown versus Raws? There was, like, a slobber knocker mode.
Absolutely.
Where you could just, like, play and they
just
keep
endless,
sending guys out
endless
until
gauntlet
you lose.
Match?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think 100 was my
right,
top.
Right.
It just stopped.
Kevin, it's been a long time.
He's got high standards.
But Dario, once again, being also eternally shitty in the segment, calls them intriguing little girls. Those intriguing little girls you brought
to Dario,
Warfare.
But fuck off.
Excuse you. Fuck off with that.
Oh, man.
Right.
That's what my heart did. That's my heart song.
You knew. Dario, the soggy boy that he is.
He didn't mean it. He didn't know what he's talking about.
I feel like he super meant it.
No, he didn't know what he's talking about.
Like
he was out of his head.
Like, he meant it more so than he would have even normally.
No. You
he
don't know what you're talking about.
People style. He's like, you look like my mother. I hate my mother.
It never ceases to surprise me.
It's the best one. Out of all the ones,
it's the best one.
Nancy, you're firing on all cylinders tonight.
Nancy.
Let's get into this title match. Sexy Star defending the Lucha Underground title against the Gift of the Gods champion, Johnny Mundo.
Yeah.
So now, obviously, they also take pains to explain that win or lose, Johnny Mundo is no longer the Gift of the Gods champion. So we will see a dissemination of the medals again soon.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like I mean, I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
Right, Jimbo?
Of course.
Cool. Exactly.
Me and Jimbo are on the same page.
I thought she looked great with the title.
Absolutely.
When she came out with the title, I was man, she looks awesome.
Her whole entrance getup has just been getting, I feel like it's been getting more and more elaborate. I could be wrong, but I feel like with the scepter.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Yeah. Okay. I noticed it too, and I was like, is that just like my perception of her is changing? And then I was like, no, she just like has more stuff.
Has that scepter been in my head this whole time?
No. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. The brain is a powerful place. Through the use of chaos magic.
Is cool. It
make a sigil
Sam
about
Evans
it.
There you go. Same van.
Existential crisis.
They both exist simultaneously.
Yeah, can you believe it?
It's Schrodinger's Rachel.
Oh my god, the duality of man. Baphomet.
We're getting
satanic.
We're getting up there on this episode, guys.
Can we talk about this curb stomp? That...
Oh god, the curb stomp in the first.
Oh my goodness.
The first like 2 minutes of the match.
Oh my goodness.
That's exactly what it sounded like in this studio.
I need grounding.
You got it.
I was terrified
because you're gonna float off into the ether.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh man. What are we talking about? Johnny Mundo. Cool.
Curb stomp.
Johnny Mundo.
Curb stomp. That was too soon for that.
That was too soon.
I wasn't ready for that.
Really? Just
I wasn't ready.
Coming
she
in hot. Putting a lot of mustard on it.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know.
John.
A lot of Hellmann's.
Little poop. Great poop on.
Pardon me, sir.
Little great poop.
Yeah.
Little great poop. That commercial was one of my absolute favorite things as a kid.
We need a new one with Dario.
We absolutely do.
That would be so good.
Somebody
and he's like, I don't have any mustard, but I do have bagel bites.
Exactly.
Somebody just wrote in the comment section, Lucha Underground sucks.
Yeah.
It's like
it's not for everyone.
It's so funny. Why are you here?
It's so bad that you're
we're not even watching it.
You're in the live chat.
We're just talking about it. How boring for you.
That
maybe
person's
like
my
you.
Favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's
they
I mean
like us.
That person's my absolute favorite.
Me too.
Disappointed.
Kudos on your contrarianism. And contrarianism with a K.
It does. Never mind. I was about to talk about Satan again.
Go on.
Oh, it, Satan.
This
does
is a safe
say,
space.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Satan does say that the one of the mortal sins is groupthink and herd mentality.
Right.
So you are following our sweet Lord and Savior.
Right.
So
did you get that from the Satanic Bible?
I sure did.
Mm.
Thank you, buddy.
Boom. Brothers in Satanism and Street Fighter. What else is there? What else did we get from this match?
We got a new champion.
We got a lingering shot of a mysterious woman in a mask.
Yeah.
In the crowd.
Oh, yeah. So mysterious.
Was it like Beauty and the Beast where a lonely woman comes and knocks on the
right,
door?
Exactly.
And
well,
then
and
the
it's like you said, Taya is amazing. She's got a very distinct look, and the Sexy Star mask is very open. So there wasn't really a whole lot of...
It doesn't matter what half of Taya you see. You're going to know it's Taya.
You know it's her. Right.
Oh. I mean, at first I kind of thought it was Cobra Moon for a second. And then,
interesting, okay.
And then they lingered on the shot for a little too long.
Sure, just a little bit, just a hair.
A hair too long, and then I was like, oh, no,
but
I see
I feel
your
like,
face.
Yeah, I feel like this match, following Dante and Killshot, I feel it might have fallen a little
bad
short.
Placing.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
And it was like, nobody wanted it. At least I didn't.
Sure.
I didn't want to see it.
A week after she won it, right?
Exactly. It just was too soon.
Yeah, too soon, guys. But yeah, we get that lingering shot. Johnny Mundo grabs a crutch from this fan, goes to hit Sexy Star with it, gets admonished by the referee, turns his back. We get that same fan. Same fans. Hitting Sexy Star with brass knucks.
Again, it was me.
to give Johnny Mundo the opportunity at the end of the world and become the new Lucha Underground champion.
Brass knuckles, very nostalgic move.
Yeah.
Effective.
Right?
Yeah. I don't see how that can't...
I miss Regal.
I don't know how you would work that. Like, how do you make that not hurt you?
I don't know.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll get into it.
Okay. Cool.
Well, we also need to get into the next episode. We got to get into it.
Oh, right.
Oh, we will.
Get
well, I mean, it's
in
you know, kind
there.
Of
episode 13.
Episode 13. Breaker of Bones.
Love this.
Such a good episode. This was so much fun. We get a recap of a Dragon versus Black Lotus. Lotus versus Pentagon. Pentagon and Vampiro meet up in the back.
Mm.
In the the bowels of the temple, I guess you could say.
Bowels.
Exactly. But Vampiro warns him that there is still hell to pay. Which, an awful lot of foreshadowing for the colossal shithead that Pentagon Dark has been.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Vamp does not look happy.
Oh, no.
He looks super pissed.
No, but let's get into Pentagon Dark running the gauntlet against the Black Lotus Triad. First up is Doku, also known as Kairi Hojo from Stardom.
I like her a lot. I like all of them so much.
All three of these were absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Like, this was one of those things where they could have... It was such an easy thing to potentially mess up.
And I love that they... it's so easy to... Okay, sorry to get a little not this, but it's so easy to, like, dehumanize and sexualize something like that triad of, like, beautiful women that are fighting, all wearing black latex. Like, it's pretty easy to sexualize that, but they gave them all, without saying anything, they gave them all such specific and unique characters that it wasn't even about that. They were strong and, like, warrior
Women.
Well,
even, yeah, exactly. From the second that we saw them come out, they're wearing those jackets over their shoulders.
Yeah.
And, like, you're like, oh, they're about to... fuck someone else.
Yeah, they came to
fight.
They're
here for something.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't care if they get their
and
arms
it's,
broken.
And against someone that's as kind of like overpowered as Pentagon Dark is in the canon of Lucha Underground, they really genuinely held their own and kind of kicked the shit out of him for a long time.
Right. And it's easy enough to say that the, like, first matches are like, oh, well, you know, they lost or whatever.
Right.
But, no, those are, like, the bravest slots to take.
We'll get to kind of the ins and outs and the details of that. I want to talk a little bit about the strikes that we saw in this.
Sure.
Like, first of all, obviously, the Japanese style, known for, obviously, strong style, the strikes, the spinning back fist that we saw from Doku.
Ooh.
Just cracking Pentagon Dark across the face.
Amazing.
What about that drop kick that knocked her halfway across the ring?
Oh, God!
Oh, my God!
Just launching her.
God, she's so cool.
Not only that, the dropkick that launched her, but the gorilla press where Pentagon just chucked her so high.
Wait, the one where he was just holding her above the... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, because usually when they do that, they throw them back into the ring.
Right.
Right.
He did,
into
he
the apron.
Or
her on the apron.
They'll either throw him into the ring or they'll just kind of drop him vertically.
Right.
Threw her up and out.
Yeah.
Back,
you know how much control she needs
left.
To have?
What's that?
You know how much control she needs to have over her body?
Oh, sure.
I can't.
But we... So,
she hit one hell... Oh.
We see her go for a spear that Pentagon almost just kind of catches and absorbs, which was interesting to see. But also, oh my God, the elbow drops from Doku.
That was one of the prettiest elbow drops I've ever seen.
Absolutely gorgeous.
So graceful.
Ugh.
Gorgeous elbow drop. She hits the first one, goes for another. Pentagon Jr., now here's what I really enjoyed. Pentagon Jr., who has been so built on just being an ass kicker and overpowering people, had to outsmart her. He had to outthink her. He had to actually catch her arm on that second elbow drop and break her arm, forcing a TKO.
Right. That's not something that he has to do often.
Exactly.
So it's fun to see him work in a different way.
Right, he had to outsmart her, and you're not used to thinking of him as methodical or as kind of a thinking man's wrestler.
No, he's a ninja skeleton.
Exactly.
But I also think that speaks to her work, because usually, like, when it is a situation like you have two people in completely different styles, it is brawn versus brain.
Mm-hmm.
But she's so good that he had to match.
Exactly.
Brain.
Exactly.
Incredible.
Exactly. In between segments of this gauntlet, we see Jeremiah Crane, of course, busting out some curls.
Some curls.
Hitting
we
that.
Need him.
If you got your Lucha Underground bingo card, I believe that's free space in the middle.
Yeah.
He's hitting those curls. Visited by Katrina. She tells him that she didn't think he would return.
Oh my goodness!
Right? I was
so
not. I was not expecting.
Sexual.
I was not expecting this story to go here.
No,
I was so into it.
But it turns out Jeremiah Crane is wearing a piece of that stone around his neck.
Which I hadn't noticed before.
No, me neither.
I didn't notice either. I don't think it was there. But but I love it.
But she's basically taunting him. She's saying, you know what? You're not really in love with Ivelisse. You're in love with me. I'm in love with someone else.
I also love how close her hands were to his nipples the entire time.
Yeah. I did not catch that.
How?
That lift.
Every other cutaway was just her being like...
Oh, my God. Come on. But it was interesting. It was very, very interesting.
Yeah. Ooh, I loved it.
Lick of death.
I'm into it. They're both like creepy pervs.
Oh, for sure.
Which is, those are my people.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
The only way it could have been more creepy is if Marty just popped up behind
them. Oh, for sure.
Or if like Vinny, let's make this a party.
No, Vinny Massaro was just hanging out with a slice of pizza.
Yeah, where was he at? With like a chicken wing, like. See you guys in the bathroom still?
Guys, I've been holding this for like 4 weeks now.
You're out of toilet paper.
And then does anyone have any more pizza?
Let's get into the second segment of this gauntlet match. Pentagon Dark taking on Yurei, a.k.a. Mayu Iwatani.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They keep getting like progressively better.
It was crazy because I think the first one was very strike strong style base. Yeah. The second one was a lot high flyer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, from that very opening spot, I mean, just springboard into a quesadora, into an arm drag.
Yeah.
Unbelievable speed and agility.
So amazing.
And relentless.
A froggy crossbody to the outside.
Yes, exactly.
That was kind of so Kofi-esque. Awesome. Yeah. That bell spot didn't go as planned.
Not great. Not great.
I think it was funny because, Melissa takes the hammer away, and I don't know if, when she picked up the bell, she was going to put the bell and then hit it, because that's usually what they do when they do
Oh, interesting.
Spot.
Okay.
So then she didn't have the hammer, so she was like, meh.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, they just forgot to make sounds.
Right.
They forgot the storytelling. Well, I noticed that in the ring, too. There was a lot of missed, hip slaps.
Sure.
With
slacking tonight.
Right.
Yes.
What? What's that?
The sound effects.
The Foley department.
Foley sound effects.
Oh, cool. Yeah, totally.
God damn it.
Yeah, no, I totally.
My mixed emotions for this were. She's getting chopped, and she's selling it, because they sound horrendous,
they
look really bad.
Absolutely.
She takes this vicious knee DDT thing that her leg is bent in a way I've never seen.
God. I've never seen that before.
Looks when he
so crazy.
So Pentagon Dark locks in a half crab, and drops.
Shades of Chavo
and
Guerrero.
And then her other leg is completely extended out.
Right.
So nasty.
Yeah.
Honey.
Very, very interesting.
I'm like, how is this not the finish? And then she proceeds to just get up and start, running.
Yeah.
Kicking and jumping off the ropes. I'm like, 10 minutes ago, you were selling your chest from those chops. Like, it was like your heart was about to fall out.
Right.
But your knee just got destroyed. But yet, you're running like it's no big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And, jumped on the outside.
But to be fair, that is nothing new to the temple.
That was just
that
my
happens
big
on occasion.
Beef. I was like, why? Why is she moving so fast? Like,
I don't know.
She should be, staggering to get up to the top rope or, holding her knee.
I've seen girls do that in yoga. I think she was probably just, a little uncomfortable for a little bit.
Sure. Also got a lot of great facial expressions from the Black Lotus Triad.
Great. Yeah.
Straight up badass. A lot of really, not necessarily cocky, but just badass smiling and,
Well, smiling a lot from the second.
Right.
And then
right.
the third was just full on, I am here to kill you.
We'll get to that. Let's talk about
the catch.
Pentagon Dark catching Yurei in the package pile driver.
That was so awesome.
One of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
If you would have caught her and fell, that just would have been
insane. Because we've seen Cage before. We've seen Cage catch guys coming off the top into suplexes. Pentagon catches her into perfect position for the package pile driver.
I thought I missed something. I thought there was a glitch in the matrix and my brain went away for a second because I was like, why are you in there? When did that happen?
Frame missing. Yeah. Right, exactly. So he hits the package pile driver, breaks her arm for yet another TKO. Mm-hmm. Now we're on to the third segment of the gauntlet. But first, before we get there, we got to talk about Dario and Matanza. In the back, in Matanza's holding area, Dario is telling him how easy it is for him to just take back his Lucha Underground Championship.
I don't care.
Matanza. How did he get him back in the cell?
Right?
He shoved
him
down.
I feel like Matanza would have gone back willingly. Yeah. I feel like
that's his bed.
I feel like he shoved Dario, but that's his room.
Yeah.
He went in and shut the door himself. Right. He's like,
go to my room and don't talk to me for 20 minutes, okay?
Just cranking Papa Roach.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Papa Resort. Roach.
You know?
Dude, that goodness. Question mark was perfectly shaped.
Yeah. I was about to say that.
Pretty pristine.
For doing it with your bloody knuckles.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, Matanza is not so interested in taking his title back just yet. He's too busy punching the wall, forming... Right. Exactly. I feel like we would have to... That's...
No.
Right, exactly.
No.
We'll figure something out. But he's too busy punching this wall,
yeah.
Making a perfectly formed
so busy
question mark.
Yeah. But, I mean, he knows what he wants.
He knows what he wants. He wants Mysterio. He wants the man that took him out of... Exactly. Right.
Oh, actual... This is actual audio
this
from
This is actual
the
fully taken, taken from the scene.
Exclusive to no. right here, right now.
Exactly.
I don't want to see this match.
No?
Why?
I'm nervous.
I don't know.
For Rey.
We've seen Rey take on so much bigger people.
And every time I hate it. I'm like, I'm impressed by you, and that was a great match, but please stop doing that to yourself.
Please stop it. Please stop.
I get that you drank from some sort of fountain, and you're still 17, but, like, I can't, my heart can't take it.
Right. So we've got that going forward. Matanza wants revenge on the man that took him out of Aztec Warfare that cost him the Lucha Underground title, yeah. even though he took about 8 different finishers from 8 different people
yeah.
preceding that pinfall, but nonetheless, he's not a man of reason. He's a man of vengeance.
He's not a man. He's an animal.
Speaking of vengeance.
He's a monster.
Let's get to the third segment of this gauntlet match. Pentagon Dark taking on Hito Kiri, the former Io Shirai.
Sure.
Yep. Yep, Io Shirai.
She was so good.
One of the absolute most incredible Joshi competitors you will see.
Oh.
But Hito Kiri, we of course learned, means assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Which is perfect, makes perfect sense, because she's just stone-faced
Hired
this
gun.
Entire time.
Oh, man, so good.
What did you think?
Step-up moonsault was
Oh, God,
amazing.
The moonsault right off the bat.
And yeah. she also...
Gorgeous.
That's later. I can wait.
What's that?
Well, she's the first woman to jump off of Dario's office.
Right,
Holy
right.
Holy
That was pretty
shit.
Impressive.
Yeah,
did not see that coming at all. Nancy, thank you.
I keep forgetting that you named the soundboard Nancy. And I'm like, who the hell is Nancy?
I can't remember who tweeted at us. I will give them props once I check my phone and remember. But you, sir, are a genius.
I'm sure it's a sir.
You're a genius. Thank you for that gem.
Nancy.
We're forever indebted to you.
Huge suicide dive if she
my
didn't
God.
Hit him.
Jesus.
She would have landed on the steps.
Right.
She would have died.
Yep. Yep, right into the
she
steps.
She would have suicide died.
Oh, this handstand dropkick. You broke Ty.
I broke him.
That was
I
so
broke
good.
Ty.
That was so, and it was really so simple, too.
It was too easy. Suicide. It was that was too easy to kill him. Now I know.
Suicide tied is incredible. So yes, we saw a lot of brawling on the outside in these matches,
yeah.
but the dropkick
whips into the chairs.
Oh my god!
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Oh
right
my goodness! Oh, also, did you see that guy that just stayed there?
Yeah,
and caught
just chilling.
He just caught him. And he's
fine.
Like, he's like, it's a Pentagon. I don't know what to do.
He caught a wild Pentagon.
He's like,
do I get to keep him?
Like, do I want to help her?
I get to keep him, right?
But yeah. So were you talking about the dropkick cut off to the handspring?
Yeah.
Because good lord.
That was crazy.
He almost went straight through her midsection.
Oh my god.
Straight up like death becomes her style.
Yes.
Giant hole through the midsection.
What a core she must have.
Right?
Death becomes her.
You know.
The fact that she was able to breathe after that is, have you ever been... everyone's been hit in the stomach here.
Oh, yeah.
Ever been punched in the jejunum?
Getting
is that like a taint?
It's part of the small intestine.
It's getting the wind knocked out of you is such an awful, awful, awful
thing. And
feeling.
How did that not happen to her?
Right.
She was upside down, and she got kicked in the stomach by a 300-pound man.
I don't know if he's that big.
He's like 5,000 pounds.
Just keeps, the number keeps getting
He's up. Like at least a ton.
At least a metric ton.
Throughout this match, whenever Pentagon is just getting beat up, Vampiro is just like, I love it. I
love
the
it. Look
I love
on
it.
His
I love
face.
It.
Creepy.
It.
No.
The looks on his face whenever the camera cuts
and
to Vamp.
And he keeps standing up and sitting down. And standing up
is
and sitting
hysterical.
I draw the line. At this episode. Because he was like, ooh, whenever I see a girl, I love to be hurt. Yeah, just kick me. I want you to kick me. And it, whenever somebody, she would, like, connect any one of them, he would be like, yeah, that's, I like that. Like, there was at one point where he was just literally like, ugh.
It was just guttural noises.
I want to replace all crowd reactions with Vampiro reactions.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I wish there was a mod for Lucha Underground.
Oh,
so
man.
We could do that.
Hands to the effect. Sky.
The Raven Effect.
The Raven Effect. Dropped a hold on the chair.
On the chair.
Incredible.
He even called it the Raven Effect.
Exactly. The Raven / Dreamer Effect, of course.
Yeah.
Hito Kiri, like you said, first woman to ever dive off of Dario's office.
Incredible.
Absolutely
and onto
incredible.
One person.
I was just about to say.
Yeah.
Onto a single person. That is terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, and Helco, no tea, no shade.
But.
Dove onto a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Hitohiri diving onto one pentagon.
I mean, she must be better.
And one 5,000 pound pentagon.
She didn't, like, stand at the edge and just drop. She, like,
she jumped.
Yeah. She had Senro Miedo.
Yes.
Yes. But, so after that jump, she hits a, what Matt Stryker calls a Far East destroyer, which, jury's still out on that being problematic or not.
Stop saying that they're from the Far East. Just tell us where they're from.
Right. There are countries.
They're from the Triad.
Yeah. There are locations.
It's like being like, ooh, she's from Pangaea. Like, okay, what?
Exactly. But we get that destroyer, and Hitohiri pins Pentagon.
Did not expect this at all.
Of course, obviously, it comes at the end of several gauntlet matches, but the fact is, she beat him clean.
You sure did.
So even with what preceded it, it's a big feather in her cap. Means a lot for that character.
Mm. And we still get the fourth gauntlet.
We
match.
Still get the fourth person of the triad. Black Lotus comes out.
Good old BL.
Of course, not much left of Pentagon.
I love how we see his just like one creepy eye as he's
laying
in the
ring. Oh god, it's like darting around.
And the other ones are coming back holding their broken arms like, ugh.
It was such a dope moment.
They didn't even care though. They were just like, I just have to hold it or else it'll hang. Right. But I'm fine.
But they had to watch. They had to be out there to see this vengeance exacted. Black Lotus grabs his arm, breaks his arm, In an amazing moment.
I could break it.
Exactly. Breaks that arm. But of course, that's not all. That's not the only person.
Junior
that's
in street fight clothes.
Absolutely.
I know. Constantly. I feel like that's the only way he presents himself now.
Black Lotus is not the only person that Pentagon has been a colossal shithead to.
Right.
We get Dragon Azteca Jr. I love that moment. He's staring down Black Lotus because, of course, they've got beef.
And they slither out.
They slither out.
Very Cobra Moon style.
Very, yeah, exactly. Very reptilian. I love that moment where he steps on Pentagon Jr.'s broken arm.
Yeah.
We hear that screaming. We see that eye darting around. And, of course, Dragon Azteca takes that one good arm, exacts his vengeance. And we get this incredible, like, I don't think we ever get a chance to see comeuppance of this magnitude.
Amazing.
Usually.
Where there's seemingly no hope.
Right.
It's just like, you're weak now.
Exactly.
Sorry.
But that's
gotta
one
go
of the,
back to that creepy bondage hanging.
Right, that swing.
Cool.
One of the things I love about the Pentagon character is that he's overpowered, but he also pays for all the things that he does. He got his back broken by Matanza. He got both of his arms broken at this point.
Right.
It's, you know, he's doing all these awful things, but he's paying for them.
Which makes me think that Johnny Mundo will get his comeuppance pretty soon.
You think so?
I do.
You don't think him being the champ is his comeuppance? Or you mean like other people getting it on him?
Yeah, getting their vengeance.
I mean,
on
I think
him.
He'll have like a good little run, but he'll, I think soon. I think in like 2 weeks.
Sure. It could be.
Sorry.
Like he'll shave his head or something?
Interesting.
Ooh, hair match.
That would be incredible.
Hair
Lucha de
mask.
Puestas.
Hair with Mariposa. Mask.
Right. Exactly.
She just pulls him out.
But one last thing to talk about before we hit that old dusty trail. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Prince Puma in the Land of the Dead.
That was really scary.
This was genuinely too spoopy.
Yeah.
It was like the catacombs.
The paint, the way that Vampiro looked.
Yikers. Like, and like the thing that he did with his mouth that you can tell is just intrinsic.
Right. Right. Exactly. It was creepy as hell. It was absolutely terrifying. But of course, he beckons Prince Puma to come with him. We're destined to see a much darker, much edgier Prince Puma once he emerges from the Land of the Dead.
Pee-pee.
Under the tutelage of the Dark Master.
Yes, Prince Pumas.
Black Puma.
Incredible.
Oh. You can't say that. Yikers!
But incredible stuff from these two episodes. This episode in particular, episode 13, one of my, if not my favorite standalone episode of the show so far.
Incredible.
Such amazing stuff.
And think about it was really like one dude wrestling four matches against like all similar things.
Exactly. And it's a testament to Pentagon Jr.'s strength, his endurance, his skills as a wrestler.
His zero miedo.
His cero miedo. There's cero of it.
He's cero.
It's beautiful, beautiful stuff. Guys, if you're not watching this show, get on board. But for now, that's all for us. Where can they find you online?
Who, me?
You, both of you.
You want to go first?
Do it
at
the same time.
I think her name was Yumi, not Yumi.
You go first.
You guys,
ladies
Mark,
first.
Me, we'll all do our plugs all at the same time.
I'm just kidding.
Rachel, go.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, at Rachel Sam Evans. Check out my YouTube channel, Snarled, where I do stuff. And thanks.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Jimmy in the booth. Buy my Young Bucks documentary at highspots.com.
Of course, you can find me here every Thursday night. You can find me on Mondays on the Raw After Show. Find me on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Saturdays, 4 p.m., KBUC, U2 America, Tough TV, Fight TV, Patreon. Or online, all forms of social media and a PlayStation Network at Ty Matthews PMA. Come play Mortal Kombat with me. All that good stuff. But we'll be right back here talking episode 14 next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. But until then, viva la lucha.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.